Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 23, 1805. Prickly pear troubles. Captain Lewis, at the White Bear Islands, selects a shady spot near the water to put together his portable boat. He employs three men, clearing brush and putting the frame together. Captain Clark brings up a canoe and some baggage and then returns to the lower camp. With Captain Lewis at the upper camp and Captain Clark at the lower camp, there is some difficulty creating duplicate journal entries. Lewis decides to record his own activities now and add Clark's activities as he is informed of them. Captain Clark writes this journal entry today.
A cloudy morning, wind from the southeast. After getting the canoe to camp and the articles left in the plains, we eat breakfast of the remaining meat found at camp, and I with the party, the truck wheels and poles to stick up in the prairie as a guide, set out on our return. We proceeded on and measured the way, which I straightened considerably from that I went on yesterday, and arrived at our lower camp in sufficient time to take up two canoes on the top of the hill from the creek, found all safe in camp. The men mended their moccasins with double soles to save their feet from the prickly pear, and the hard ground which, in some and many places, so hard as to hurt the feet very much. To state the fatigues of this party would take up more of the journal than other notes which I find scarcely time to set down. I had the best route staked out and measured 17 miles and 3/4 to the river and 1/2 mile up, that is, 18 1/4 mile portage. Captain William Clark, June 23, 1805.
Captain Clark was busy supervising the transfer of equipment from the lower camp to the upper camp. Captain Lewis was receiving the baggage and reloading it for continued travel up to Missouri. This portage was one of the most strenuous parts of the entire journey. Tomorrow, hailstorm.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.